I'm delighted to welcome to the Radio Cafe Avra Liotis. She is director of Santa Fe Clay, and in a couple of days, Valentine's Day, they are having an open house from 1 to 6 in the afternoon. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte, for having me.
So, Santa Fe Clay is such a long-standing institution in Santa Fe. It was here, I dare say, before many of the listeners to this show were here in Santa Fe. What's the history of this place?
Santa Fe Clay was founded in 1973 by Bill McCarthy. He created a ceramic supply business and sold clay and glazes and tools and wheels and kilns and everything that you could need to work with clay in another building in the rail yard, which was demolished to accommodate the rail yard galleries. And he moved the business into our current building in 1993.
Which is adjacent to El Museo Cultural.
Exactly. Because he wanted to expand the business and start the educational facility here. He was very committed to creating classes for all ages in this location. And in the first year, I came on board in 1994 to run that program.
It's your 20th anniversary.
It's our 20th anniversary.
Very interesting. So you've got all kinds of classes going on. We're in the building right now, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you through the wonders of recorded technology. But you've got classes going on of all kinds and all levels, it seems like.
Exactly. We have kids as little as four-year-olds, and we have people taking classes into their 80s.
Now, are you an artist yourself?
I am. I'm a ceramic artist, not doing my own work for the last 18 years or so.
Is that true?
That is true.
I guess that's what running a business or running a... this is a business, but it's almost like a nonprofit in the sense that you're doing so much outreach and education.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have not been able to do my own work while I've been managing this place.
Now, the rail yard has gone through incredible transitions in that time. I mean, I remember I moved here, over 20 years ago now, and I kind of liked it then. It was just this, like, dusty, old, beautiful kind of nostalgic rail yard with not much going on, but you guys were here, and now it's developed so much. What has that meant for Santa Fe Clay?
Well, I think we originally found this location, Bill found this location, because it was fairly derelict. The rail yard was quite derelict, and the rents were cheap, and the space was plentiful. And in some ways, nobody really cared what we were doing over here. We built our first kilns without asking anybody. Of course, it has changed radically. A lot of things have built around this place now. In the years when the infrastructure went in for all the existing rail yard, the roadways and the sidewalks and the parking meters and the things that brought a lot of traffic but also brought some problems for us as a business, we did contemplate leaving the area and finding something that would have easier parking for our students and our community members. Last year, when the Santa Fe Rail Yard Community Corp chose the Violet Crown Cinema as the developer to create the movie theater that had the long-awaited movie theater in the rail yard, we were quite thrilled that this was the only one of four developers who had made proposals to build the movie theater here, that this was the one that was chosen because it was the only one of the four that was not going to displace us entirely.
Oh my goodness, the other ones would have just like demolished this building.
Wiped us out.
Wow. And so you've undertaken since then a renovation. When we came in here, there was this huge hole in the ground that's going to be the movie theater.
Exactly.
And you guys are here and have undertaken, I guess partly because of the changes, the way the entrances are and the way the building is, you needed to do some pretty big renovations and did a very successful Kickstarter campaign to accomplish that.
We did. We did. So we are almost finished. It's a little feverish right now trying to get ready for this open house, but I'm of the mind that wherever we are, we will show the public an almost complete building. We have built a large building. Maybe people have wondered, wandering through the rail yard, what in the world is actually going on back here. The new space will house a classroom, a gorgeous, gorgeous classroom with bright windows, glass doors, skylights. The first time we've ever had daylight in this building.
Which is so ironic when you've got these dark little caves of buildings in Santa Fe, New Mexico, which is the sunniest place on Earth.
Yeah. So our community is quite amazed. Every single opening that we have cut into the building during this renovation, people have just been stunned, just walking in completely stunned. And the daylight is now flooding into our existing studio as well.
Now, you've got shows here, you've got a store here, you've got artist studios here. It acts kind of as a community space for clay and ceramics and a real gallery.
Absolutely. Our gallery exhibits are 6 weeks in duration. We do a very quick week-long turnaround, and then we put up the next show. These shows highlight the national field. We've had one single artist solo show that was in the entire gallery. It's an 1,100 square foot gallery, so that's not a small space. Numerous two-person, three-person, six-person, and very large group shows as well. The ceramic supply business is a bustling hub for all the people working in clay in the whole northern part of the state.
Whether they're actually using the studio space or not, they're getting clay and materials and stuff from here.
Right. We do deliveries a 60-mile radius, so we deliver clay up to Taos and Placitas and Albuquerque.
Is any of the clay local?
Our clays are manufactured by two big companies, one out of Laguna, one called Laguna Clay Company in City of Industry, California, and one in Minnesota. So they're not actually local clays.
Yeah, I wondered that because, I mean, there's a lot of clay in the ground here.
Yes. And most of it is, or much of it, is in areas that we are actually not allowed to go and dig on if they're reservation lands.
Right, of course. What's the ceramic scene, the clay scene in northern New Mexico like?
It's very, very varied. There are hundreds and hundreds of artists working in clay. We actually have somewhere 35 probably local artists that we hire to teach our classes. There is a very active clay group that puts on the clay fair twice a year. And those are artists from mostly Santa Fe, Albuquerque area, but actually all over the state. So it's very, very active. And then there's an enormous native population that is working in clay.
And every conceivable thing from sculpture to dinnerware.
Exactly.
We're talking to Avra Liotis of Santa Fe Clay. So you're having this big open house on Friday, Valentine's Day, from 1 to 6. What's happening here?
We really want the public to come and see what our new space is like. It is so breathtakingly exciting for us that we want to share that.
Well, I want to thank you very much for being with us on the Radio Cafe. And I guess you're here for the duration. I mean, this place started in 1973. You've been here for 20 years in this spot, and now it looks like you're really established here for the long term.
Well, and that was the piece that really fell into place when the Violet Crown was chosen as the theater developer. I was able to negotiate a long-term lease with the Santa Fe Rail Yard Community Corporation that really creates permanence for Santa Fe Clay in this area. And the reason that we were able to invest in this expansion at this time, because we're here for good, and it is just a remarkable and wonderful situation for all of us, and for the community that really depends on this place. We have, so let me think, about 9 classes, 10 classes a week. Those are local people that come in to take classes here once a week. We give unlimited access to the studio once they've signed up for a 6-week class. We encourage them to come whenever they can to practice, to work on their techniques, to rub elbows with other people that are working. It's an incredibly busy studio these days. This community has put up with the last few weeks of construction in a way that I'm just very, very grateful for. They have come in, they've found a place to set up, and it might be completely revised space the next day when they come in. But classes have rolled right straight through it, and their tenacity and their acceptance of the fact of what we're going to end up with has just been very rewarding.
Avra Liotis, thank you so much for being with us here on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me.
And Santa Fe Clay can be found on the web at santafeclay.com. Their number is 984-1122.